In the world of ADHD, the road is rarely straight. Mine was littered with prescriptions, medications meant to fix a problem, but often created more chaos than clarity. I was a human guinea pig, shuffled from one drug to the next, often leaving the doctor's office with more questions than answers, and a prescription slip I didn't trust. Over the years, a staggering array of medications was prescribed to tackle my struggles with sleep, depression, ADHD, and anxiety. For sleep, I cycled through trazodone, prescribed at least 10 times, quetiapine 12 times, zolpidem 8 times, zopiclone 14 times, and Sublinox 6 times. Each promised restful nights, but often delivered groggy mornings and unsettling dreams instead. Depression saw its turn with duloxetine, mirtazapine, fluoxetine, Trintellix, Ciprolex, Elavil, and citalopram, each prescribed repeatedly over the decades, none quite fitting the mark. ADHD treatments included dextroamphetamine 16 times, amphetamine XR 10 times, Vyvanse 8 times, and Concerta 12 times, while anxiety brought its own set of recurring prescriptions, clonazepam over 20 times, and quetiapine again as a dual-purpose medication. These medications often felt like attempts to quiet the symptoms without understanding the root causes, leading to a revolving door of prescriptions. Despite the promises of relief, many left me feeling detached, overly medicated, or worse off, highlighting the importance of proper diagnosis and individualized care in navigating the complexities of ADHD, depression, and related conditions. In and out of pharmacies. More times than I care to count, I found myself back at the pharmacy, handing over barely used bottles and blister packs. Some drugs left me numb, a shell of myself, wandering through the day without a sense of who I was. Others turned me into an insomniac or made my heart race like I was running a marathon while sitting still. These weren't solutions. They were escape routes for the doctors who just wanted me out of their office. It's hard to describe how dehumanizing it is to be told, time after time, that the answer to your struggles is a little pill. This will fix it, they'd say, but no one ever stopped to ask why I was so scattered, why my mind raced, or why I could never quite fit into the mold society expected. They didn't see the ADHD. They just saw a problem they wanted to medicate away. Fighting for myself. The hardest part wasn't even the misdiagnosis. It was the refusal to dig deeper. Tests were few and far between. Try this, they'd say, and I'd end up feeling like a science experiment gone wrong. I didn't need another prescription. I needed someone to see me as a person. The grit of misdiagnosis. Each bottle was a silent testimony to how little effort was made to truly understand what was going on. Many times, I'd return to the pharmacy within days, asking to dispose of the latest failed experiment. I'd rather feel everything, even the chaos, than live in a medicated fog where I wasn't sure if I was even human anymore. Doctors seemed to treat me like a puzzle they couldn't solve. Instead of asking the right questions or digging deeper, they'd hand me a prescription as if to say, "This should keep you quiet." It's infuriating to think of how many years were lost to being someone else's convenient solution. Lessons learned. Eventually, I stopped trusting the system. I learned to advocate for myself, to dig into the research, and to understand that ADHD wasn't a death sentence. It was a different way of thinking. The medications weren't all bad. Some of them helped in specific situations, but they weren't the answer. The answer came in understanding myself, accepting the chaos of my mind, and learning to navigate the world in my own way. Looking back, if there's one thing this journey has taught me, it's that the quick fix is rarely the right fix. ADHD is complex, messy, and often misunderstood. But it's not a problem to be solved. It's a reality to be embraced. And sometimes, the best medicine isn't in a bottle. It's in the grit, determination, and courage to keep going, one step at a time. The process of this book. This book is a window into my life, a raw, unfiltered account of what it's like to live with ADHD, from the first realization that something was different about me to the moments of triumph where I turned struggles into strengths. This is my journey. Along the way, I've changed my diet, shifted my attitude, and replaced struggle with passion. Every story here is intentionally short because, let's face it, my special power wouldn't let me sit still long enough to read a long book. If you're like me, read until you're bored, then come back later. Some of this stuff is good and it's all true. But remember, this is my life and my perspective. Don't do as I do. Do what's good for you.